Was there any worry about playing on a 1 year deal? I mean, just, you know, as opposed to long term security. Like, is that something you would prefer? Obviously.
I mean, no matter what, next year, I mean, I'm due that the $8 million, and you know, whatever happens, you know, I'm pretty sure that I'll be here. Pretty sure I'll be here, and I want to, you know, finish my career here, and you know, I'm excited for it, you know, whatever.
In terms of the new coaching staff coming in, how much more uncertainty does that have amongst you guys as players, just kind of waiting to see what happens?
I mean, I know we as players and, you know, professional athletes are, you know, we're ready to see what's going to happen, and as far as you know, who's come in, I know that Mr. Lurie and, you know, everybody upstairs do a great job, but, you know, bringing a great coach in.
When you look at change happening up top, change usually happens in terms of personnel, even more so. Does that concern you at all, or are you just one of those guys who says, just wait and see what happens and try to attack it and figure out who's going to be here next year?
I think you just wait to see what happens. I think that's all we can do. You know, waiting to see what happened, and look forward to the spring, and whatever the coach has got thrown at us, we'll be ready for it.
Concerned at all possible changes in terms of defensive coordinator comes in, change the scheme in terms of 3-4-4-3?
And I think that's the fun part about it, because I played in both, and it don't matter, you know, which defense they bring in. I feel like that I'd be effective and, you know, productive in both.
Do you have a preference though?
No, it don't matter. I just like to go out and have fun, man.
You feel like this team got back to having fun yesterday at least?
Yeah, man. I think we had a lot of fun yesterday, man. But we had fun not just yesterday. I think we had fun all year, you know. But we just didn't, you know, we didn't get the wins. We didn't put the wins in the column. And, you know, our season over with.
You feel like this is a breakthrough year for you at all? Not in terms of maybe how you played, but just in terms of getting more recognition than you had been getting in seasons past?
Well, I think it was. I think it was a, you know, real big year for me, you know, individually. And, you know, just getting a lot of the, you know, national press and all of that. And, it was an exciting year for me, man. You know, I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to next year.
Does that make you even more excited for next year? Just playing the way you played this season and getting that kind of recognition?
Well, just not getting comfortable. You know, just keeping the edge and just keep working and don't forget what got me where I am now.
So, I mean, how do you improve? Like, what end of it? You know, how can you take it? Like, how does a guy who plays really well improve in the offseason? What are your goals?
Man, you just, you know, look at the things that you could have gotten better with, you know, in the last year. And I think last year, and my biggest thing was I could have had way more sacks than I had now. I just didn't finish. There's a bunch of plays I didn't finish. And I beat myself up about it. And, you know, now I just got to work on, you know, finishing that, you know, finishing the plays that I didn't finish.
How do you work on that, though? Is that just not playing to the whistle, or is that something you can do physically to?
I mean, just work on it. You know, just work on the craft, man. Just work on it and continue to get better and build on it.
How much you want Sed to come back next year?
I love playing with Sed. Sed's been here the 4 years I've been here. You know, he's a great teammate. He's a great father. And I love being around him, love his presence.
Thank you.